Hello, you're listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast. I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen. This week, we'll be chatting with Joe Iconis about his new musical, Love and Hate Nation.
Prolific composer, lyricist, and book writer Joe Iconis is known for musicals like Be More Chill, which was nominated for a Tony for Best Original Score. He also penned the many songs for the television show Smash. Joe is here to chat with us now. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing so well. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're great.
We're great.
All the better for seeing you.
Exactly. So happy to have you finally on.
I know. It's been a long time coming.
But it's been a long time. It's been a long time. Yeah. So tell us about Love and Hate Nation.
Love and Hate Nation is a brand new original musical that is about a 16-year-old Black young woman in 1962 who gets sent to a juvenile detention center for girls. And it's a love story between her and one of the girls in the juvenile detention center. And it's sort of in a larger way about young people learning how to be the revolutionaries of tomorrow. And the whole thing is told using music inspired by 1960s girl group songs. So like the Bronettes and the Shirelles and the Crystals. As sort of filtered through like a 90s riot girl kind of punky edge.
Love it. That is like the perfect description of it. So it's such an unusual subject matter of this, the sense that they meet in a juvenile detention center. Mm-hmm. Where did the inspiration for that come from?
Yeah, you know, it was a few different places. I wanted to write something that was a love story, sort of a proper love story. I wanted to write something that was for a cast of almost exclusively women. And so I sort of had these ideas kind of floating around in my brain. I wanted to write something that felt really political without being overtly political. But the Juvie Hall setting really came about because I just love, in the 60s and 70s, there was a lot of sort of, trashy movies that came out that sort of featured, girl gangs and collections of, of women behaving badly. And usually in these stories, you have these like really tough, broads, and they were usually kind of cautionary tales. And it was sort of like, look what can happen to a woman gone wrong. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to write something that sort of uses this conceit of like a woman got wrong, but where the women didn't have to, sort of pay for their sins at the end, it's like they weren't the ones getting their comeuppance. They were like women gone wrong who were going to make the whole world pay, and we're going to cheer them on for doing so. So all those things kind of came together to me. And then I just love the music of the girl group music of the 60s, that wall of sound.
Me too.
Sound. I just love it so much, and I love in those songs are so melodic and they all have these stories. And what I like so much about them is that, those songs, and I'm talking about stuff like Leader of the Pack or Be My Baby or, the Ronettes, all that kind of stuff. What I loved about them is that the songs felt, these women were singing them. And so on the surface, they were very kind of like, flowery, and they feel very, for lack of a better word, sort of feminine. But then the delivery of the songs are so aggressive, and it's so badass and gritty. And it's this
gritty.
Like mixture. Yeah, it's this mixture of like, of like sweet and frothy and like just like grit and
Love
you know
it.
it's like a chocolate bonbon with a razor blade inside, and I wanted to write in that world,
that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So for Love in Hate Nation, you're the composer, lyricist, and book writer. Does it make it an easier job being all three, or does it make it harder because you've got no one to bounce any ideas off of?
It certainly makes it harder. I was going to say, well, in some ways of looking at it, it's easier, but it's not, it's just harder. And it's, cause it's all the pressure, it's the ultimate, like at the end of the day, it's my fault. If the show, if something is wrong, it's me. I can't blame anyone. I can't be like, that book writer is really,
it's always the book writer, Joe. Always.
My hand. No, I know. And so it's like, I got no one to blame, it's just me. What I like about it is, the music and the lyrics and the words are so tied together. to me when I write that, you know, sometimes when I'm writing a show, it just sort of naturally happens that I end up writing the book. You know, with something like Love and Hate Nation, it was an original idea that I had. And so when I started, I thought, okay, maybe I'll just write the music and lyrics and I'll bring somebody on to write the book. But as I was developing it, you know, scenes and characters were just sort of coming out of the songs I was writing. And so it just was an organic thing. And then, you know, once I had a full draft, it was kind of like, okay, I guess I'm writing the book to this show now. I mean, what I'm lucky.
It kind of went hand in hand.
It just did. Yeah, it's pretty joined, you know. I'm really lucky in that I have collaborators on this show who I work with in the way that I think other writers might work with a book writer. You know, our director, John Simpkins, was so incredible and such a great dramaturgical director. And so, you know, it wasn't like I was out to dry. You know, I wasn't yeah, right, all alone. Like, I had collaborators. And also, you know, I'm such a fan of actors in general, but the actors who made this musical, you know, it's, I feel like sometimes writers will say like, oh, you know, it really was a collaboration between me and the writers. And it's kind of bullshit, but in this case, it's the truth, you know, also because it's a show where, I mean, the main character, she's, you know, she's a young black, a queer woman. And I myself am not that, and you know, my experience could not be more different. And so I just felt like I, more than anything I've ever written, I just wanted to open myself up to really, you know, hearing from every other, you know, perspective in the room that was not the perspective of a, you know, a cis straight white man, which is what I am. And so it really, as much as I sort of am the writer, you know, on record of this show, I really feel like it was this sort of ultimate collaboration between me and everybody who was in the room.
Love it.
Yeah.
So you are currently working on several new shows, some that I'm very excited about. Punk Girl with Rob Rikiki, friend of the show. And this one I'm particularly excited about, the Hunter S. Thompson musical.
Yes.
I love it. Is it hard juggling multiple projects at the same time?
It's it is sometimes. You know, I've always been someone who's had a million things going. It's really it's hard for me to kind of have like downtime, you know, just because I'm always like, oh, I should be doing something. I should be doing something else. And so I think that probably in a perfect world, if I was able to like step outside of my body and look at my life, I would have like three less things happening right now than I currently do. But you know, I would rather be super busy and, you know, and stimulated and trying to figure out what to turn my attention to than, you know, sitting around like waiting for somebody to ring my doorbell. So
yeah,
it's hard to juggle. And, you know, and I'd like to think that all of the projects inform each other, you know, and I think the nice thing is that, you know, the Hunter S. Thompson musical is so different from Love and Hate Nation, which is, you know, so different from the other stuff I'm working on. So it's, I think that they all kind of, you know, complement and inform.
I'm so excited to hear and see what comes out of that, because I think he is such an interesting character and his journey is crazy.
It's so crazy. You know, Hunter S. Thompson was a writer who I always admired. I always liked Hunter S. Thompson a lot, but I wasn't like an obsessive, you know, and I was so taken with him as a character. And I always thought, oh, this guy would be such an interesting main character of something. And probably it's a terrible idea to write a musical about him. Like I truly thought that. I was like, just because his life is so, it's so complicated and so messy. And, you know, it's like, he doesn't have like a clear sort of hero's path. You know, it's not like he came from nothing and got very famous. And he, you know, he saved a child and in a car fire or something. He did terrible things. He did lots of good things. He did lots of terrible things.
Yeah.
There's lots of things about his story that are confusing, that like no one knows what's a lie, what's true. And then he killed himself. And so it's like the ultimate, like, probably don't make a musical about this guy. But then I the more I thought about it, the more I was like, oh, he's like a really challenging subject for a musical. No one else should write this but me. I have to be the one to attempt turning this guy's life into a musical. So I'm really excited, really excited about it. It's definitely the most sort of, you know, on the surface political thing I've ever done in a way that I think Love and Hate Nation is like every decision that we made about it was tied to the political landscape of the 60s and of today in some way without, you know, and you wouldn't necessarily know that just from listening to it. In Hunter, it's just like there, you know, it's like Richard Nixon is a character and we're talking about the issues and singing about them. And so I'm really, really excited for people to hear it.
We're really excited too, but we are out of time. So you'll have to come back and tell us more about that in a while. Joe, it's always lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Love and Hate Nation is out now. And to find out more information about it, you can head over to our friends at ghostlightrecords.com.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'd like to say a huge thank you to Joe Iconis for joining us.
If you've enjoyed listening, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen.
And you've been listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast.
Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.